In dark times, where do we look for the light? 2020 was a challenging year globally, with increased isolation and anxiety, financial stress and health concerns. This Easter, though, comes amidst the rollout of vaccines and the promise of a post-pandemic future. But for many people, the negative impacts of the pandemic will be long-lasting, whether through job loss, homelessness, domestic violence, addiction, or family separation. Even for the many people who've escaped the harshest effects of the pandemic, there is a weariness we may never have experienced before. But Jesus says, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." His words are for you today. Follow him and life will be illuminated in a whole new way. His words are for us all, to challenge us to carry the light, to bring hope to our world, to expose to the light the systems that oppress. Now is not the time to step back, but step up. Now is not the time to be careful, but bold. To listen to the experience of women and girls, to challenge our deeply inequitable world, just as Jesus did. To stand with our First Nations brothers and sisters, to welcome national truth-telling and action that underpins reconciliation. To care deeply for our neighbours, and to place the highest value on the care and support offered to our cherished older members of our communities and to empower people with disability. This last year has shown us that change is possible if we choose, that homelessness can be addressed if we prioritise providing housing first, that people can find freedom from gambling when poker machines are turned off, that providing income support at levels that offer dignity and alleviates poverty prevents people from having to make impossible decisions between housing, food, medications and paying bills. Amidst all the darkness we see in our world, the Easter story gives us cause for present hope. Before the sun had risen, Jesus is raised to life and the women find an empty tomb. While it's still dark, God does his finest work. So will you welcome light this Easter? Will you radiate his hope and reflect his justice? I hope and pray you that we can.